1 John 4:1. What is he? How be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? Right? When the Spirit of truth is come. Have you found 1 John? If you can turn there, they hold it on the screen, but let me read it to you. You just jot it down. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many. See, the Holy Spirit is only going to testify of Jesus. He's only going to tell you what Jesus said. But you get all this wild stuff, you're going to get 4 houses and 13 cars and you're going to fly your jet across the land. God's going to drop $1 million in your lap tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And you go, and all that is this flesh. Because if you ain't got but $4 now, and God's going to drop $1 million in your lap tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you couldn't even handle $4. He's gonna drop $1 million in you. Are you getting it? You don't even know what to do with it. You'll be in debt and broke with $1 million. You have to be aware of their spirits out there. They come in the guise of, I'm of God. So you need to be full of the Holy Ghost and know what the voice of God sounds like. Know what the Word of God says so you don't swallow anything that's prophesied to you. Come on. Because there are false spirits out there seeking to lead you away from God, get you so holy that you can't even live right. Let's get back over here. We have to deal with that later. But brother, sister, we're going to. But I want to show you the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody. Every born-again believer, you ought to be hungry. But it's been dampened, watered down, covered up. Or too many deceivers trying to teach and lead you away from God. And you can't become a strong warrior following false teaching. I'll show you another one in a minute. But let's go back to this one. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All truth. He will do what? Guide you into how much truth? He will do what? Guide you. But if you're going to ignore him, not receive him and be afraid of him and won't trust him, how is he going to do that, my friend? How is he going to lead us if I'm afraid of him? I won't trust him. I won't yield to him. I won't listen to what he say. So he will guide you into all truth, right? For he shall do what? Not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, what happened? That shall he speak. And he will show you thing to come. What will he do? He will show you things to come. Keep on going. He shall glorify me. What will he do? He shall glorify me. Jesus said, I'm sending, I'm going to pray to the Father. He's going to send him. And when he sent him, he's going to glorify me. He said he's going to testify me early, didn't he? He said, now he's going to glorify me. Now, listen now. For he shall receive of mine. What shall he do? What shall he do? He shall receive of mine. And what is he going to do with receiving that which Jesus had? And show it unto you. And do what? Show it unto you. Keep going. All thing that the Father has are mine. I'm going to read that one again. Do you, would you, do you think God got a little stuff? Do you think he might start giving out a little stuff and run out? Do you think he might be able to meet your need, pay your bill? Do you think he might be able to protect you and keep you? All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and do what? And show it unto you. Going a little. He said, all that I have seen my Father do, I do likewise. Let me read that. Boy, all these scriptures keep popping up in my mind.